Okay, welcome, Sandy. And would you like a 5-minute heads up or?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm Sandy, recovered compulsive overeater. Happy to be here. Nervous as all get out, all worked up over this. So the reading today is just, you know, is exactly, my topic is powerlessness. And, you know, when I look at the reading today about how, you know, someday I'm going to be able to eat like a normal person and, you know, looking at this illusion that someday it's going to be different. It's just, you know, sort of the lie that I live. I found 12 steps in 1975, and it was like I was in my early 30s. I had been kind of dieting for about 15 years, trying to lose weight because if I lost weight, then all my dreams would come true, you know. And I got into to OA, and I was powerless over food, but you know, I was managing my life okay. I was good, you know. And I spent 3 years there, but I lost weight and, you know, got thin, but I went back to the food. It was, I was doing it myself then. I was like restricting. I mean, I didn't have a relationship with a higher power. I wasn't really working the steps. I was really involved with service and meetings and doing a lot of stuff, but I wasn't working the program. And so I went back to the food and went out, and I spent 25 years controlling my food, thinking I could control my food. I thought I had the power and my life was manageable. And that's how I lived. It was like, okay, I'm going to go on a diet on Monday. And, you know, 5 days later, I'm in the food. Oh, okay. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to start over. And this is like, and looking at that, it's like, I have the power, I have choice. And so this is how I'm going to do it. And it was try and fail, try and fail. And I just thought, I got to try harder. I was so wrapped up in, I can do this, you know. And at the same time, I'm trying to manage everything else in my life and everybody around me. I was just, my life was run on self-will, and I was doing this and doing that. And did that for years. And what happened, and thinking about this topic, I thought that I had to talk about this. I stayed on a food plan for 3 years. And one day I walked into my dining room and I picked up a piece of cake and I started eating. And it was like, I hardly thought about it, but somewhere in my mind, it's going to be different this time. It's going to be okay. And that's after 25 years of knowing that that is not going to work and it's not going to be okay. And I had to look at that. And going back and looking at that, it's like, I'm not powerless over food. That cake didn't jump into my mouth with my hands behind my back. I put it in my mouth. You know, it was like, I'm powerless over those thoughts in my head that say, it's going to be different this time. It's not going to be like before. I'm going to be like a normal person. Those are the things that I was powerless over, but I didn't recognize that at the time, you know? And from that point on, I was totally out of control. All I could do was eat sugar and carbs and, you know, and that went on for a while until I got to the point where I knew that I was out of control and couldn't stop. I could always stop before. This time I knew I couldn't. And this was the turning point for me. I was hopeless and powerless. And I had not really gotten to that place before. I always thought, okay, Monday, I'm going to do better this time. I'm going to try really harder, you know. So luckily, I got to the point of total hopelessness and helplessness. And I got back to OA, came into OA, and I knew there was something there for me. I knew there had to be. I had no other choice. I had tried my hardest, but I knew there was something there. So I came in, I got really involved. I did all sides of the triangle. I went to meetings, I sponsored, I went to the steps, I really got involved, and I got some recovery, and I felt like I was kind of gifted with abstinence. I was able to, I put the food down, and I just, I felt like I was gifted with that. But after 15 years of abstinence and being really involved, I wanted more. During those 15 years, I have to admit, I had a part-time relationship with a higher power. And it's important for me to say part-time, because I would use the higher power sometimes, and other times it's like, I got this, I'm going to control this, I'm going to fix this, I'm going to take care of it, I'm in charge here. And then other times it's like, oh, okay, God, help me out with this, help me out with that, and looking back, it was like, I would hear people talking about their spiritual experiences and how wonderful it was when they meditated. And it's like, it took me a long time before I got into meditation. And I did recognize that it wasn't going to happen until I was ready. And when I was ready, it happened. And all that guilt I had before about, oh, I should be meditating, I should this, I should that. When it was my time, it happened and I was ready. And I started doing that, but I didn't really develop this. I still thought I had some power. I still was managing my life and trying to manage the people around me. Anyway, I found BBA, because I had some exposure to people who'd done the BBA, and there was something there. It looked like there was something there that I wanted. I wanted more of a spiritual life. And I didn't know how to get there. I could listen to people talk about their experiences, and I'm going, how did they do that? How did they get there? What did they do? I got into BBA. I did the workshop last August to December, and kind of stunned, going through the book, the BBA way. It's like, do you guys know that that book is full of instructions on what you're supposed to do? I've been through that book so many times, and that's what those guys did, I didn't get, it's like, that's what I'm supposed to do. Follow those instructions. And I counted the instructions in working with others. There's like over 50 instructions on how to work with others in that chapter, Anyway, so when I came to the BBA, I just wanted to tell you some of the things I really got more clear on, which has made such a difference to me. And some of the things that there's some of these things. Well, first of all, that I am the actor and the director and the stage crew. I'm trying to do everything, and to see how I sort of live my life like that. And that came out in doing my fourth step, looking at my resentments and how these people, if they would just behave and do what I think they should do, everything would be okay, And that was with everybody. That was, that was me trying to have everybody conform to what I wanted, because then my life would be the way it should be if people were acting the way they should be, And I didn't. So on page 62, it says, selfishness and self-centeredness, that is the root of our problems. It's not the food. It's not the thought. It's the stuff going on in my head. It's the way I think things should be and what I want for myself. Those things that drive me, and afraid that it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get what I want. That's going to drive me back to the food. It's going to go, I can't get it to work my way. Have a piece of cake. What the heck? Things aren't going well. So it became clear that I had to get myself out of the way. I had to find something. I had to find a power outside myself. I was clear that I was hopeless, helpless, and powerless. I had no choices now. I had to change. I had to set aside everything I think I know for a new experience. Because what I know isn't working. It's not getting me anywhere. I need a new experience. Where am I going to get a new experience? I got to get quiet. I got to look inside. I got to seek that part of me that's going to guide me in a way that is going to be better for me than what I think. I didn't know that was going to be the answer. Thank you, Judith. I didn't know that was going to be the answer to my overeating problems. I had no clue was that. But, you know, I have a spiritual malady. I need a spiritual solution. And I found that. I have found that. And you know, my job now is to develop that relationship with that power outside myself. Because clearly, my ideas are not the best ideas. And when I can get quiet and go in and look for direction, you know, I get some directions that I just am amazed. And I get help that I didn't see coming, and I didn't know where it was coming from. And how did I know to say that in that situation? It was because I looked for some guidance and direction. It's a big change in my way of life, thinking that I need to be in control and control everything and to have things go my way and because I know better and I'm good at it. That's out the door now. I can't do that anymore. I don't know better. This power will guide me to what is better for me. And when my fears come up, those fears that want to drive me to the food or drive me to control things, my fear is that's my trigger to go to God. Go inside and look, what can I do? I'm afraid. I can't figure this out. God's going to help me. This power inside is going to help me deal with the situation because I can't do it. And what a relief. It's a great relief that I don't have to figure everything out anymore because I can't figure it out. I'm not that smart. And it isn't even about how smart you are. It's just getting myself out of the way. God has a much bigger plan for me than I have for myself. My entire life has not gone the way I thought it should go from the get-go. I had great plans and it went all different other ways than my plans. Thank goodness. That's what I can say. Thank goodness it went better. So anyway, I have a wonderful life. I've got a lot of ease and comfort in my life. I'm so happy to have a power I can rely on to help me with all my problems. You know, my problem was, well, how was I going to talk today? God's going to help me. I can't do it. I can't figure it out. God's going to help me get through the day today. I don't have to figure it out. And I'm so grateful for learning more and coming to the BBA and going deeper. I went through that big book, went through the steps so many times, but I never really went really deep like it does in the BBA and got to see where it's so important that I stop trying to play God in my life. I'm not a good director. I'm not a good actor. None of that stuff. I need this power outside myself that is going to guide me through. So I think that's about that. I didn't look at any of my notes, by the way. I thought I should have notes, but I didn't look at any of my notes. But I'm happy to be here. And thank you guys for listening.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sandy. That was just lovely. Marvelous insight and